four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they had the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team, four total strangers, believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Let's meet them.
I'm Shirley, I'm 54, and I'm a medical secretary from Poole in Dorset.
I'm William, I'm 28, I'm a shepherd from Berwickshire.
I'm Charlotte, I'm 25, I work in advertising, and I'm from the Wirral.
I'm Neil, I'm 49 years old, and I'm a police officer from West Yorkshire.
One by one, they'll try to bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they will go through to the final chase, the chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're a medical secretary.
I am.
Do you have any hobbies when you're not working?
I'm very interested in spiders and tarantulas. I haven't got one at the minute, but I would like one. But I think my hubby is a little bit too... a little bit too worried at the minute.
Right.
For some reason.
Apparently, tarantulas are very... they're quite comforting.
Yeah, comforting, I find them. Some people don't, though, Bradley.
No.
No, well, some people are very...
No, they do. My mother's petrified. Yeah. Any size of smart spider, my mother is petrified. All right, listen, I wish you luck. It's a cash build around. Build up as much money as we can. Quick-fire questions against the clock. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Shirley, your time starts now. The autobiography of what comedian is called Life and Laughing, My Story?
Peter Kay.
Michael McIntyre. Gillian Anderson played which FBI agent in The X-Files?
Mulder.
Scully. Père Lachaise Cemetery is in what capital city?
I don't know.
Paris. By what name is US playwright Thomas Lanier Williams better known?
It's pass.
Tennessee Williams. Complete the title of the Ricky Valance song, Tell Laura I...
Love Her.
Correct. Who founded the painting-style cubism with Georges Braque?
Picasso.
Correct. Which Shakespearean king said, once more unto the breach, dear friends?
Lear.
Henry V. In cricket, what phrase describes taking three wickets in three consecutive balls?
Bowler maiden over.
Hat-trick. What unit of distance is equal to about 3.25 light-years?
Ooh, I don't know.
A parsec. The Tasman Sea separates Australia from which country?
New Zealand.
Correct. Paul Merton and Ian Hislop are team captains on what TV show?
Have I got this for you?
Out of time, unfortunately. But Shirley, not too bad. £3,000 to start with. We've just got to keep hold of it.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do. But who will you be up against today? Will it be Anne Hegarty, the school mom, who wants to give you a thrashing before she teaches you a lesson? Or will it be the beast, Mark Labette, a man who knows his times tables almost as well as his dinner tables? Or will it be barrister Sean Wallace? There you are, a man like my local library, full of knowledge but completely dead on a Saturday night. Shirley, it's time to face the chaser. Oh! It's the governess herself. It's Frosty Knickers. It's Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Anne.
My mum was called Shirley.
Really?
And if she was down there, I wouldn't go easy on her. And I'm not going to go easy on you.
Yeah, don't expect it. So, Shirley, there's your £3,000. You can now change your starting position. If you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£300.
Not good. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
Think how much spider food you could buy with £12,000.
Not bad at all. Have a chat to your team, Shirley.
What do you think, team?
Remember, Shirley, this round is multiple choice and you've got a bit more time than that rapid-fire round, so...
I think play safe. We would all like to have the four of us for the final round.
I think 3,000's a good solid start to take through, so I'd maybe be tempted to buy that one.
Thank you, team. Ultimately, Shirley, it is your decision. What'll it be?
I think I'm going to take advice from a couple of the team and I'm going to play safe with 3,000.
That's fine. Thank you very much. 3,000 it is. Chaser.
At the start, it's generally best to play safe.
Thank you, Anne.
Until you see how good I am.
Time, Shirley, to bring that money home. You will answer the same questions at the same time as the chaser. If you get a question right, you will take a step closer to home. However, if you get it wrong, you will stay where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. If you get caught, the money is gone and you will be out of the game. For £3,000, Shirley, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes the first question. Which racecourse was established by Queen Anne? A, York, B, Chester, C, Ascot. You put Ascot because...
Do you know, it's because it sounds more royal.
Because it's Royal
Ascot. Associated with Royal Ascot, as you say.
Correct answer is... Well played, it is. A step closer to home. The chaser has put... York and gets it wrong!
Anne!
All I could think was that her father, before he became James II, was the Duke of York.
Well, that's nonetheless, that's a great connection.
Mm. It's wrong, though.
That's good for us. Mm. Here's your next question. Mm. The art movement, Impressionism, is named after a painting by which artist? A, Cézanne, B, Monet, or C, Renoir? You put Monet. What is Impressionism? I don't know understood that.
I'm not really quite sure. Cubism, Impressionism.
Well, what's all that about?
I'm really hoping, Bradley, that that's just the right answer because I don't actually know.
The correct answer is...
Yep. Hey!
You're not doing bad, Shirley. Step closer to home, the chaser has put... Yes, you knew that one.
It was named after a painting of his called Impression Sunrise.
Oh, see?
Should have known that.
Here's the next question. Which of these cities is closest to London's Trafalgar Square? Is it A, Exeter, B, Liverpool, C, Sheffield? You have put Exeter because...
Because I'm thinking Liverpool and Sheffield are probably a little bit higher up than Exeter is lower down.
OK, let's have a look. Correct answer is... Oh. Sheffield. Mm. Gotta stay where you are. The chaser has put... Yes, and moves a step closer. Here's your next question. Gussie Fink Nuttall is a character created by which author? A, P.G. Wodehouse, B, Noel Coward, or C, Oscar Wilde? You put P.G. Wodehouse. You're not sure?
Not sure, no.
Guess?
Yeah, afraid it is.
Right, let's do it. Correct answer is...
Hey! Whoosh!
Hey, whoosh! I like your style. Two from home, we're doing great. The chaser has put... Yeah, P.G. Wodehouse. Gussie Fink Nuttall.
He's a friend of Bertie Wooster in the Jeeves and Wooster books.
Thanks for that, chaser. Here's your next question. Crossroads was set in which area of the United Kingdom? Was it A, the South East, B, East Anglia, C, Midlands? Remember Crossroads?
Yeah, I do.
Midlands are waiting! You're out of time! Out of time! All right, the correct answer is... Midlands. Is that what you're going to put?
No. I was going to put East Anglia anyway.
Oh, were you? Oh, well, there you are. At least you're honest. You've got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... Yes, the Midlands.
Wow. Mm.
Closing the gap. Got to get out now. We need two more and we're away.
Yeah.
Next question. Which Greek singer represented Luxembourg at the 1963 Eurovision Song Contest? A, Vicky Leandros, B, Demis Roussos, or C, Nana Mouskouri? You've put... Vicky Leandros.
Well, I hope I'm right.
And why did you choose that? Or was you just in a panic?
Well, no, I really think it is her. Demis Roussos. I don't know, I just think he was probably too famous even then. And the same with Nana. I'm hoping I'm right.
Correct answer is... Anna Muscuri, staying where you are. Not as famous as we thought. The Chaser's put.
Oh.
You knew it!
Remember in the 1960s, the big stars did used to go in for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Now, we need two questions to get out. We've got to get these right. Here we go, Shirley. Here's your next question. Which of these animals has the shortest average gestation period? Is it A, rhinoceros, B, hippopotamus, or C, giraffe? You've put giraffe. Fingers crossed. Is this a guess?
Not really, because I know an elephant has a gestation period of quite a long time. 9 years or something. No, it's not 9 years, but it's a long time. Ah, no, but the giraffe is one of the elephant family, come to think of it.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
Correct answer is...
Oh!
Hippopotamus. Oh. Staying where you are. Uh-huh. If the chaser's wrong, we're still in the game. She's right, I'm sorry, we are out. Mm. The chaser has put...
Yep, I was thinking along the same lines as
Were you?
Yes.
Very good.
You can't have my job, though. I'm still using
I would brave. Right, here's your next question. Which fruit is used to make Eve's pudding? A, plums. B, apples. C, pears. You've put...
Adam and Eve, apple.
Correct answer is... Come on. Yeah, well played. Only one from home. Let's see what the chaser put. Yes, apples, knew that. Right, here we go.
Yeah.
Good luck. Here comes your next question. In 10-pin bowling, how long is a lane from the foul line to the head pin? Is it A, 40 feet, B, 60 feet, or C, 80 feet? You put 40 feet. A long way.
Oh, I hope it's the right way.
Right, here we go. Need to be correct. Don't bite your nails.
Oh, OK.
You nervous?
Yes.
Me too. Correct answer is...
Oh,
60
no.
feet.
Oh.
Which means we've got to stay where we are. We've got to hope this is wrong. The chaser has put... Please be wrong. A long chase. Well, you have been caught. Oh. For you, the chase, I'm afraid, oh. is over.
Never mind. Thank
Great
you,
to meet you.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye. Can't believe you got that.
Yeah, well, I have hidden depths. What can I say?
Doesn't bode well for William because he's up next. Come back in a minute. See how he gets on. Next to face the chaser, it's William. Well, welcome, William.
Hi, Bradley.
Now, this is interesting. You're a shepherd.
I am a shepherd, Bradley, yes.
Do you know what? I don't think I've met a shepherd before. Now, how many sheep do you look after?
About 500 at the moment.
Now, I've got to ask you this. Do you know them all?
You can recognise them.
Can
we don't
really?
Name them, Bradley, but, yeah, you recognise different
Like Brian,
ones.
Terry.
Yeah.
Malcolm. All their names like that. The girls' names. Yeah. Of course, they would be, wouldn't they? You wouldn't Maybe. Call a sheep a Brian, would you? You'd call it Daisy.
Daisy.
But that's a cow, wasn't it? Yeah, sorry. Let's forget I started that conversation. Now then, quick fire questions against the clock. William, yeah. Your time starts now. What cult TV show was based on the Chinese book Journey to the West?
Pass.
Monkey. Addis Ababa is the capital of what African country?
Afghanistan, sorry.
Ethiopia. Physically, what's the smallest coin in circulation?
5 pence.
Correct. While it's developing, yeast produces alcohol and what gas?
Carbon dioxide.
Correct. Men perform the inverted cross and Maltese cross in what gymnastics event?
Swinging... No.
No, it's the rings.
Rings.
In Judaism, what's the Hebrew name for the Day of Atonement?
Pass.
Yom Kippur. In what US sitcom does the title character drink his coffee at Cafe Nervosa?
Fraser.
Correct. Who played the racing driver Cole Trickle in Days of Thunder?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Mulhacén is the highest peak in what Spanish mountain range?
Andes.
Sierra Nevada. In 1997, Tub Thumping was a number two hit for what band?
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, out of time though, but nonetheless, £4,000. Not too bad.
Slow start.
But, yeah. Listen, you'd never know what you're going to get dealt up.
William,
it's time to face the chaser.
Hello, William.
Hi, Anne.
You do know Addis Ababa isn't the capital of Afghanistan, don't you?
He's never taken his sheep that far, though.
No, well, you know, there are atlases. You can look things up.
Let's put some money on the table, William, shall we? There's your £4,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£300.
But if you want to take a step closer, she will offer you...
£21,000.
Very nice. Have a chat with your team.
Remember, the chaser got questions wrong in the first round, so you could take a step nearer if you want to, if you're comfortable with that.
I think you've got great general knowledge, so I think you could definitely gamble and definitely beat the chaser. So go for it if you feel confident.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You could definitely do well and you could definitely beat the chaser, they say, sitting there.
When I play this round at home, Bradley, I always seem to struggle. So I'm going to take the 300, hopefully.
Really?
Yes.
300 it is. Team, how do you feel about that?
I think he should have backed himself a bit more there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Chaser.
That was really a bit sheep-like of you.
For £300, William, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes the first question. In which of these countries would you drive on the left-hand side of the road? A, Nigeria. B, Argentina. C, Indonesia. You put... Indonesia.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
I was hoping an obvious answer would jump out.
What, like Wales?
Yeah.
If only it was that easy. Correct answer is... Very good, it is Indonesia. All right, step closer to home. The chase has put... And got it wrong, Nigeria. Now then, see what's happened already? Look at the gap there now. You're only three from home. Here's the next question. Who was the Labour Party leader when they lost the 1987 and 1992 general elections? A, Neil Kinnock. B, John Smith. C, Michael Foot. You put Neil Kinnock. Happy with that?
I think so. I remember him anyway, and I remember him being charged, so...
Correct answer is... Neil Kinnock. Two steps from home. The chaser's put. Neil Kinnock and comes onto the table. There you are.
If you do get home, it'll only be with £300.
Yeah.
Aren't you kicking yourself now?
See how far I get.
Here's the next question. The song Green Sleeves is most associated with which monarch? A, Henry VIII. B, Charles II. C, Victoria. You put... Why Henry VIII?
I'm not sure. A bit of a guess, this one. I just associate with him maybe with a lute, is it?
Correct answer is... Henry VIII, you are now one step from home with your £300. You know how to push the boat out, don't you, William? The chaser has put... Of course, Henry VIII.
I dare turn around, Bradley.
Whoa, that's extraordinary. What was that, 21 you offered? Look at that, 21. Here's your next question. In the film Mary Poppins, what is the surname of the children Jane and Michael? A, Brown. B, Banks. C, Barrett. You have put... Banks. Why Banks?
He does work in a bank, the dad, so
he
I'm
does.
Hoping they were a bit lazy and just used that as the surname.
To go through with £300. The correct answer is... Banks. Unbelievable. More than enough cushion. Talk about hedging your bets. That was frightening. Chaser.
Somebody just lost their nerve, didn't they?
William, what have you got to say about that?
Well, obviously, looking back, it was a poor decision, but we need numbers through, that's what I was...
Well, you do, but you also need cash. Yeah. However, you're through to the final chase. Take your seat. Well done, William. Good luck. Next to face the chaser, it's Charlotte. Welcome.
Thank you.
You'd have gone further than 300 quid, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Now, have you always worked in advertising?
No, I graduated with a master's degree in chemistry, so I went into pharmaceuticals, but it wasn't something that I really enjoyed and was passionate about.
So, what are there any other hobbies?
I like to do dancing, mainly street dancing, and also when I went away travelling, I picked up scuba diving as a hobby, so that's something I'm really passionate about.
Well, I wish you luck with this.
Thank you very much.
How much would you like to win today? More than 300 quid?
Definitely more than £300.
And what would you do with it?
I would go away to South Africa. I've got family who I haven't seen for about 15 years.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
Your time starts now. What pasta sauce is named after the capital of Emilia-Romagna?
Neapolitan?
No, it's Bolognese. Mm. In 1979, what terrorist group assassinated Lord Mountbatten?
Pass.
IRA. What Nobel Prize was won by both Rudyard Kipling and T.S. Eliot?
Pass.
Literature. On a suit of armour, the gorget protects what part of the body?
The chest.
Throat.
Throat.
What US state is bordered by Arizona, Nevada and Oregon?
Pass.
California. Who played the title role in the 60s film Dr. Zhivago?
Pass.
Omar Sharif. What 90s sitcom featured flatmates Martin, Matthew and Mandy?
Fraser.
A Game On. A pitching wedge and sandwich are used in what sport?
Golf.
Correct. In 2010, what country's Crown Princess Victoria married the commoner Daniel Westling?
Pass.
Sweden. The 100th day of the year is in what month? Time's up.
I didn't get any science questions.
£1,000.
Yes.
Then again, it's £700 more than 300, I have to say. Let's see if we can take on the chaser, shall we?
OK.
Let's do it. Charlotte, the dancing chemist.
Yes, that's correct.
Who has an awful lot of gaps in her knowledge.
I believe I wasn't asked any science questions.
There's more to life than science.
Not in her life.
There's dancing and scuba diving.
You're completely right, Anne. Yes.
I usually am. Yeah.
Let's put some money on the table, Charlotte. Here it goes.
Okay.
There's your £1,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£300.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a minus. It's going to be a minus 100 or something. If you want to take a step closer to the chaser, Charlotte, she will offer you...
Have you got the nerve? £10,000.
Have a chat with your team.
I think you need to be a wolf rather than a sheep, Charlotte. You might want to go for the glory as opposed to a slow death.
Yes.
And William!
Hopefully, you've got a lot of questions that were maybe suited to you not very well, so hopefully now some that are more to your knowledge will come up, hopefully.
Thank you, team. I will need a decision from you, of course, because ultimately it is yours.
OK, unfortunately, I want to play very safe, so I'm going to take the 300 option as well.
You're going to take the 300 option?
Yes, I am.
We've got an entire team of sheep, haven't we?
Well, good job, we've got a shepherd in the studio.
Charlotte, for £300, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes the first question. Which of these entrepreneurs appeared on the first series of Dragon's Den? A. Duncan Bannatyne. B. Deborah Meaden. C. Theo Pafitis. You put Duncan Bannatyne. Happy with that?
Not 100% happy, but I do watch the... I do watch Dragon's Den.
Correct answer is... Yeah, of course it's Duncan. There you go, take a step closer to home. The chaser's put... Theo Pafitis got it wrong.
See, everyone gets things wrong sometimes.
Duncan just seemed too obvious. So, 5 steps behind you, she is.
Good.
Here's your next question. Which of these countries joined the European Union on January the 1st, 1986? A, Greece, B, Cyprus, C, Spain. You put Cyprus.
Yes, I think Greece has been in a lot longer, and the same with Spain, so it was just a process of elimination there.
Correct answer is... Spain. Staying where you are. The chaser's put. Yeah, Spain, I knew that.
Yeah.
Here's the next question. In which century was William Shakespeare born? A, 16th, B, 17th, C, 18th. You put 16th.
Yes, I did a bit of Shakespeare at school, so.
Correct answer is? Absolutely right. Step closer to home. The chaser's put 16th. And here comes the birth date as well. Chaser.
1564. We generally celebrate his birthday on April the 23rd.
Yes.
Whether he was born on that day, we're not sure.
And when did he die?
He died on that day. For some reason, we like to think he died on his birthday.
Man, very good. Here's the next question. Which composer founded the Aldborough Festival in Suffolk? A, Edward Elgar, B, Ralph Vaughan Williams, or C, Benjamin Britten? You put Benjamin Britten.
I didn't know the other two names, so I picked...
You didn't know the other two names.
I don't recognise B, I recognise A. But Benjamin Britten sticks in my mind, so...
Correct answer is... One step from home. Look at all this money you could have had.
I know, I know.
The chase has put... Benjamin Britten, of course. Never heard of Vaughan Williams.
They're all very famous composers.
Yes.
Here's the next question. In which year did the Queen make her first televised Christmas speech? A, 1953, B, 1957, C, 1963. You put 57.
Yes.
Yes.
I wasn't really born around then, so I'm not too sure exactly when her first speech was, so I guess, complete guess.
Absolutely. Correct answer is, to go through with £300. Well played. And you got through, I think, with 4 steps ahead
there.
Yes,
I know.
Chaser.
Yes, jolly well done with your £300.
Thank you, Anne.
Yes. Well done, Charlotte.
Thank you very much.
Go and take your seat. Thanks. There you are. Total prize fund up to £600.
We have got a bunch of wussies here today.
I have to say, listen, I'm on their side, but I am inclined to agree. Next to face the chaser is Neil. Come back after the break. Find out if he's willing to go that little bit further. See you in a bit. Welcome back to the most extraordinary show. Last to face the chaser, it's Neil. Welcome.
Hi, Bradley.
Now, you're a police officer from West Yorkshire.
How long
have you been in the police force?
8 years. I joined fairly late on in life.
What was your previous job?
I used to work in an insurance business.
Oh, I was hoping you was going to say burglar.
Or a shepherd.
Yeah. What do you think about these youngsters?
I think the way they sailed through the questions, they should have had a bit more confidence in themselves.
Indeed. Now, quick-fire questions. Your time starts now. Which former First Lady of America called her autobiography Living History?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Philippe Seller and Serge Blanco played rugby for what country?
France.
Correct. What does the name of the constellation Ursa Minor mean in English?
Little Bear.
Correct. What blood-sucking fly from Africa causes sleeping sickness?
Tsetse fly.
Correct. Who went to number one in 92 with I Will Always Love You?
Whitney Houston.
Correct. The St. Lawrence Seaway links the Great Lakes with what ocean?
Atlantic.
Correct. Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox played the lead characters in what TV cop show? Correct. What relation is Sofia Coppola to Francis Ford Coppola?
Daughter.
correct. What are the whisker-like feelers on the mouth of a catfish called?
Pass.
Barbels. What men's athletics event is known as the high hurdles?
110 metres hurdles.
Yes, correct. Something that spoils the view is a blot on the...
landscape.
That is right on the buzzer, and I'll give you that. Well done, Neil. £10,000.
Thank you.
Very, very good indeed. Let's get that money back to the final chase alongside you, shall we?
Yes.
It's time to face the chaser.
Hello, Neil.
Hello, Anne.
At last, you got more right than the other three put together.
Ages benefits.
Yes, it does. Quite so.
Let's put some money on the table. There's your £10,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
-£597.
But if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£30,000.
Very good. That's better. Now then, I don't see the point, but have a chat with your team.
What do you think, guys?
Neil, I think you did a very, very strong round there. I think you could definitely gamble.
Go for the 10, Neil. It's a good figure and best to get you through. Make sure you're through.
Thank you, guys.
10. 10's good.
Your decision, of course, Neil, what'll it be?
I'll go for the 30,000.
Yes.
30,000 it is. Chaser.
I do like it when they do that.
So do I. Team.
He should be confident. He's right to be confident after getting to 10.
For £30,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these wine-producing areas is in America? Is it A, Napa Valley, B, Stellenbosch, C, Yarra Valley? You've put Napa Valley. Happy with that?
I think Napa Valley's in California. Yeah. I think Stellenbosch, South Africa.
Yeah.
Yarra might be Australia.
Correct answer is... you're absolutely right. Step closer to home. The chaser has put... yeah, Napa Valley.
Yes, the Yarra is the river that runs through Melbourne in, as you say, Australia.
Here's your next question. What was the name of the character played by James Stewart in the film It's a Wonderful Life? A, Elwood P. Dowd. B, Scotty Ferguson. C, George Bailey. You put George Bailey.
It's one of my favourite films.
Correct answer is... yeah, indeed it is George Bailey. Well played. The chase has put... yep, George Bailey, Frank Capra, brilliant.
Mm. And the actor who played the angel, his real surname was Hegarty.
Ah.
No relation, as far as I know.
Very good. What a great film. Here's the next question. Namibia was a colony of which country from 1884 to 1915? Was it A, Germany, B, Russia, C, Italy? You put Germany.
I think I've read a Wilbur Smith book, which is mainly set in South Africa. I remember U-boats off that part of Africa.
Right. Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. We're getting on great. The chaser has put... the also Germany and matching it step for step.
Yes, the capital city is Windhoek, which always looks either German or Dutch.
Here's the next question. What is the national flower of India? A, lotus. B, water lily. C, carnation. You put... carnation.
Bit of a guess. Well, I think a lot of a guess. Lotus, maybe far east. 50-50 between B and C.
Correct answer is...
please be right.
Oh, ouch. Stay where you are. The chaser has put... oh, and ends up one step behind us.
Mm.
Lotus.
If you only had taken one of the lower figures, you wouldn't be under so much pressure now.
But We are still in the game. Exactly right. Here's your next question. Come on, Neil, we can do it. TV character Alan Partridge has a daughter, Denise, and a son called what? A, Fernando, B, Miguel, C, Francisco. You've put Fernando.
I can't say for definite, but it's just ringing a bell. It's Fernando.
Right, wasn't Alan Partridge a fan of ABBA?
Might help.
Correct answer is... Well done. Two steps from home. Brilliant. The chaser's put. Yeah, also Fernando, which is the correct answer, and remains that one step behind us.
Yeah, it's an ABBA song.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here's the next question. Come on, Neil. Which of these US states does not have a capital that is named after an American president? A, Nebraska. B, Wisconsin. C, Ohio. You've put Ohio. What's the capital of Nebraska?
I think Nebraska's Lincoln.
And Wisconsin?
Might be Jefferson. I think Ohio is Columbus, so I'm hoping it's Ohio.
Correct answer is... Well played, one step from home. The chaser has put... Also Ohio, and remains that one step behind us. This has been a great chase. Brilliant.
Capital of Wisconsin is Madison.
You're not getting any wrong this time.
You know,
one is focusing your mind.
Good luck, Neil. Let's get through. Come on. Here comes your next question. What was the occupation of the apostle St. Peter? Was he A, carpenter, B, tax collector, C, a fisherman? You've put fisherman.
I'm hoping it's St. Peter the fisherman. I think that's where Jesus met him, sort of fishing, so hopefully I don't recognise any other occupations.
To go through with £30,000. The correct answer is... Oh, please be right, Neil. Yes! Get in there! Well done! Well played! Really well played! What a great chase. Neil, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Go and take your seat alongside Charlotte and William. Three through to the final. Yeah. Neil is the ace in the pack, obviously.
Isn't he? Yes. Yeah. He's the one who's done all the work.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's got two passengers.
Can they take home £10,200 each? Find out after the break. Welcome back. William, Charlotte and Neil have made it through to the final chase. There's £30,600 in the total prize fund. £30,000 added by Neil and £600 added by Charlotte and William. Mm. On the buzzer and against the clock, the team must answer as many questions as they can, each correct answer taking them a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch the team. If she does, the team will leave with nothing. If she doesn't, they'll go home with an equal share of £30,600. Now, Neil, happy where you are and happy to share your spoils with the other members of the team?
I doubt very much I could beat Anne on my own, so I'm sure that Charlotte and William will come in and we can beat her.
Very good. Now then, three of you have got through to the final chase. That means you get a three-step automatic head start on the chase. I wish you luck. And your time starts now. How many Pope John Pauls have there been?
Neil.
Two.
That's correct. XC are Roman numerals for what number?
William.
90.
Correct. What country's military rule of Cuba ended in 1902?
Neil.
Russia.
It's America. What instrument was Stefan Grappelli famous for?
Neil.
Violin.
Correct. What's the name of Homer and Marge Simpson's only son?
Charlotte.
Bart.
Correct. What types of games are Canasta and Descartes?
Neil.
Counts.
Yes, correct. In what sport is the Admiral's Cup contested?
Neil.
Yachting.
Yes, correct. Who wrote crime novels, LA Confidential and White Jazz?
Neil.
James Ellroy.
Correct. What term describes the legal ending of a marriage?
Neil.
Divorce.
Correct. In what city was highwayman Dick Turpin hanged?
Neil.
London.
No, it was York. The Parthenon stands on what hill in Athens?
Neil.
Acropolis.
Correct. In 1989, who became the first darts player to get an MBE?
Neil.
John Lowe.
Eric Bristow. Gordon and Irish are both what breed of dog?
William.
Setter.
Correct. What is 4 cubed?
William.
264.
No, it's 64. Panadol is a brand of what drug?
Neil.
Aspirin.
No, it's paracetamol. In 98, Gerhard Schroeder replaced who as German Chancellor?
Neil.
Helmut Kohl.
Correct. What island group includes Lanzarote and Tenerife?
Neil.
Canaries.
Correct. What studio made Looney Tunes cartoons?
Neil.
Warner Brothers.
Correct. The Cavaliers supported Charles I during what war?
Neil.
English Civil War.
Correct. Who played General Custer in the 1940 film Santa Fe Trail?
Neil.
Errol Flynn.
No, it's Ronald Reagan. A pyromaniac obsessed with doing what?
William.
Same five. Thanks.
Correct. What Grand Slam tennis event has a white dress code?
William.
Wimbledon.
Correct. What country left the Commonwealth in 61?
Pakistan.
No. South Africa was the correct answer. However, 19 steps ahead. How many did you answer, Charlotte?
One.
That could be the one that tips it over.
No.
Do you think 19 is going to be enough?
Hope so. Hopefully she can get a few wrong and we can knock her back a few spaces.
Absolutely. I think 19's okay. However, we'll find out. It's time to bring back the chaser. A bit sticky in some places, but 19 steps, good target.
Respectable. They should have got a few more.
Well, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong and the team get it right, they push her back one step. Let's see if 19 steps is enough. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Canada has a land border with what country?
United States.
Correct. O.J. Simpson played what sport professionally?
American football.
Correct. What colour penny stamp came out after the penny black?
Red.
Correct. John Rhys-Davies played what dwarf in Lord of the Rings?
Gimli.
Yes, correct. What Dickens story features Ebenezer Scrooge?
Christmas Carol.
Correct. A furlong is 1/8 of what distance?
A mile.
Correct. Who plays Malcolm Tucker in The Thick of It?
Peter Capaldi.
Correct. What nationality is former world champion boxer Roberto Duran?
Oh, Brazilian.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Panamanian.
Is correct. Pushing the chaser back a step. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, what was the language of ancient Rome?
Latin.
Correct. What type of weapon is a sabre?
A sword.
Correct. Who directed Some Like It Hot and The 7-Year Itch?
Billy Wilder.
Correct. Ajaccio is the capital of what island?
Corsica.
Correct. Geraldine Granger is the vicar in what sitcom
Dibley.
Parish?
Vicar of Dibley.
Correct. Who married singer Rod Stewart in 2007?
Alana Hamilton.
Stop the clock is wrong.
Penny Lancaster.
Is correct. Pushing the chaser back one step. 9 required to catch the team. Your time starts again. Now, in heraldry, what metal is known as ore?
Gold.
Correct. Who published the first dated book to be printed in England?
Caxton.
Correct. In restaurants, what does BYO stand for?
Bring your own.
Correct. What's the crime of setting fire to property?
Arson.
Correct. In what American sport is the spitball banned?
Baseball.
Correct. Which king opened the Mersey Tunnel in 1934?
George V.
Correct. How many months in 4 years?
48.
Correct. The Bay of Bengal is an inlet of what ocean?
Indian.
Correct. The Brockman family feature in what sitcom?
Simpsons.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I've just remembered.
Seinfeld?
No. Correct answer?
Outnumbered.
Outnumbered indeed. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, which novelist was nicknamed the animated meringue?
Oh, Barbara Cartland.
Is correct. Caught with 21 seconds remaining. Team, how do you feel?
Gutted.
Disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed, I bet. Got to take away the £30,600. That goes. Neil, Charlotte, William, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Chaser.
They did all well. They did awfully well. Neil did awfully well.
Well, beaten with 21 seconds remaining. Can anyone take down a chaser? Find out next time on The Chase. Goodbye.